let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Hot Potato Bible Questions, Answers to Bible Questions You Were Afraid to Ask by John Evans, is a true life rendition of a revelation written by a person who has spent most of his life in the automobile business. John makes no claim as to special piety. His experiences should be easy to identify with personally. Modern Christian teaching is questioned head-on and will make any Bible student stop and think. John documents his revelations with miracles and signs and spiritual growth. John always gives the Bible the respect of being the Word of God, but raises many questions of modern Christian interpretation. Your questions, especially those you hesitate to ask, are probably addressed in his book. You were asked to open your mind to change, be ready to look at the Bible truth in such a way as to remove apparent discrepancies. The objective is to be able to see the gospel as it is, good news without an asterisk. John and his wife are natives of Nashville, attended high school together, married several months after graduation, recently celebrating their 61st wedding anniversary. A Bachelor of Arts degree, 3.5 years of active duty in the U.S. Navy, 1974 became the dealer of Community Motors, the Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealership in Hammond, Louisiana. He founded Interstate Golf Cars in 2007. He still works in the family business. John Evans, author of Hot Potato Bible Questions, Answers to Bible Questions You Were Afraid to Ask, is our guest on This Week in America. John, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm excited about being on and appreciate this opportunity.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us and answer some of these questions. And boy, when you mention that, you've got all these questions that come to mind and you take them all on head on. First of all, what was the inspiration? Why did you decide, a car dealer and a practicing Christian all of your life, why did you decide, boy, this is a book that I really want to research and publish?
Rick, that's a good question, and it's not easily answered in a word or two. It's I always went to church. I saw things changing. I think in church I go to, and in many others that are around, my objective is definitely not to start another church or do anything of that nature. And I'm not trying to change anybody's religion. I'm all for you staying right where you are. But I have a revelation, I think, that will help a lot of other people as it helped me. The problem I had was I would go in and I would hear sermons on sin, and I was being told that I was a horrible sinner. You know, many of the prayers in my church, they started off, you know, we're starting off as we're all horrible sinners that we are.
Yes.
And I sometimes wanted to say, hey, you know, speak for yourself. So at that point, I just decided that I was not, you know, I was having a hard time with it. People told me that I needed to have Christ as my friend. I needed to love him as much as I could. And the teaching I was hearing was that Christ may not be this loving person that I knew that he is. I know that he's love. I know that God is love. But the teaching I heard in the churches was that, hey, he's if you get out of line, if you step out of line a little bit, you might miss being able to go to heaven. I felt like I was walking on a tightrope.
Yes.
And somebody could push me off one way or the other, either in heaven or in hell. I didn't think that was right. It was like that, or maybe running a gauntlet. You know, I hope I can get to the end without being hurt too bad.
And there's so many people, I know exactly what you're saying, and there's so many people right now that are probably thinking, yeah, John, that's where I am in trying. I get all these conflicting messages. I think I know, and then I'm told to be afraid as I go through life, and you go, in a precarious progression through life. The book, and by the way, there's a video version of this. We're talking to John Evans, the author of the book, Hot Potato Bible Questions, Answers to Bible Questions You Were Afraid to Ask, via Skype. The video will be on our YouTube channel, audio on podcasting as well. Give me a little bit of background about your church affiliation and church history. From a religious standpoint, who are you?
Well, I'd rather not say what church I belong to. It's one that I've been a member of ever since I was just a small kid. And the reason I got in that church is it was a block away from our house when I was young. My mother and dad carried me to that church, and I've stayed with it all the way through. And I'm not going to change. I know that the problems I'm looking at with our church is almost identical to what many other churches are saying and doing. You know, you can ride along the interstate, and I kept seeing these signs up there, and it had a so-called picture of Jesus, and it says, "Where will you spend eternity?" And at the top, you know, you were in heaven, and down on the bottom, there was a skull and crossbones. It was either there or here.
Yes.
You were either in heaven, or you were in this horrible place with fire that was going to burn you forever. And I just didn't believe that. I don't believe that was true for God's people, God's children. I think we're put here on this earth, God put us here on this earth to show us the difference in good and evil. That's what he said right in the first Genesis. You know, people in heaven, they wanted our people that was with God. And I think we were part of them. You know, they wanted to find out what the difference was. They had nothing but good with Christ and God. So they wanted this experience. You know, I'd like to find out what evil is. And God kept warning me. He says, "Don't do that." He says, "This is not going to be pleasant to find out what evil is."
Yes.
So I believe he put us on this earth with evil people, and there's as many evil people right here on earth. They're the devil's people, and there's God's people, and there may be some people that are neither, but those two we know for sure, and we've got to bump elbows with them. We've got to sin, and God tells us what sins they are. And he says, you know, if you do these things, it's not going to be good. And true enough, you know, when we do those things, the outcome is not good. But that's not an eternal thing. That's when we're here on this earth. We're here on this earth, and we do those things. We can't help it. You know, that's the way we were made. Some of those things, we can never be perfect. But we are perfect because Christ has come and paid the price for us. And if we believe him and believe God, then that way we can overcome these things, and God won't look at us as people that have problems.
Yes. John Evans.
Yes.
Yeah, John Evans, our guest on the program, he's the author of this book, Hot Potato Bible Questions, Answers to Bible Questions You Were Afraid to Ask. And John, why don't you give us some examples of these hot potato Bible questions? Fascinated by some of the questions, how you develop these questions, and you've done such a remarkable job in bringing about some questions that all of us have faced from time to time. Give us a few examples.
Well, one of the first ones that I can think of is, you know, many people have interpreted the Bible, and I think wrongly so, that we are responsible for sins that other people have committed. It's like Adam and Eve. You know, are we responsible? Can we in any way be responsible for what they did 5 or 6,000 years ago? You know, did we inherit that sin from them? Or is, are we individually responsible for our own actions? certainly there's things that we need to do. You know, we need to be committed to the church here on this earth. And I'm not speaking of any one particular church. Many of the things that I'm addressing here may not concern some of the other churches. I'm speaking from my own personal experience. And I, quite frankly, was having a horrible time looking at God and thinking, now, he's love, and he is. You know, we've got good news. The New Testament, when God came and he paid the price where we could be relieved of our sin.
John Evans is our guest. The book is Hot Potato Bible Questions, Answers to Bible Questions You Were Afraid to Ask. The book's available at Amazon, all the usual places. You'll be able to link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on the book. The book does such an excellent job of answering questions that you were afraid to ask, and particularly outdoors. And, John, we were talking about literal interpretation. Go ahead and pick up your thought there, if you would, please.
Well, you know, people, for some reason, I have no idea why, Christians have traditionally looked at the Bible and look at Genesis, and almost everyone wants to take Genesis as being just an absolute literal interpretation. It gets us in so much trouble. And then they look at Revelation and they say, oh, no, that's something we can't understand. And there's really, you know, when they skip over major parts of Revelation when they're trying to teach it. And it just gets us in so much trouble. For example, you know, the people in my church and a lot of others, not all of them, we try to fight the truth of what is and what isn't as far as science is concerned.
Yes.
And we make science our enemy. You know, people of intelligent people, if they come and visit a church and they try to tell you that that this earth is 5,000 years old and that's it, if they try to tell you that the earth was formed in five regular days, that we know 24-hour days, and they try to fight that against science, we just get into so much trouble. You know, this earth is real old, and to me, that doesn't change anything. So if you look at the Bible account of creation, didn't even have day and night until the third day. So those days, those 24-hour days, weren't 24-hour days. They were some time. But anyway, just the idea that we try to fight so many battles don't really matter, and they get us in trouble. We just got to look at the Bible overall and say, what is it really telling us? And not pick up on these little bits and pieces and take them out of context and make them wrong.
Yes. John Evans, our guest on the program. The book is Hot Potato Bible Questions, Answers to Bible Questions You Were Afraid to Ask. He's done such an excellent job in taking questions that so many people have and addressing those. Now, John, one of the chapters in your book is The Reason for Earthly Life. Give us a brief comment on that, if you would.
Well, my opinion, and I think I can back it up with biblical, all the things that I say, and I'm purposely not trying to pick up on certain things that I say in the book because it would take too much time to prove. But I try to prove everything that I say by the Bible. Right? And I think, well, first of all, I think what God did was in the beginning. We are eternal creatures. I think the Bible teaches that. It teaches us that we existed before this physical earth was put in place. God put this earth here for us to learn the difference between good and evil. He couldn't do it where he was. God and evil just are not compatible. They don't exist together. So he put the earth here and put evil in it. And we decided that we wanted to know the difference between good and evil. So that's the reason for Earth Life. We come here, we spend some time here, and in my opinion, it's, and I'll prove this biblically, is it's more than one.
John Evans with us on the program. A little bit of Skype issues there as we're talking a fade out on that particular question. John, the time is going by so quickly. So many questions that I have and so many people have, which is why we'll direct you to Amazon to get a copy of John's book, Hot Potato Bible Questions, Answers to Bible Questions You Were Afraid to Ask. Do you believe the Bible is the complete Word of God?
Yes and no. The Bible is the complete written word as we have it now. However, I believe in miracles, and this is all part of what I've written about. I believe God communicates with us every day, and I think many churches, mine included, have said there's no more miracles. Miracles are over. And I was having a big problem. That was quite frankly, the reason that I wrote the book. I was having a problem with believing that that this was everything. I wanted some, they told me I needed to love Jesus with all my mind and all my heart. I looked at him and I was looking at what these other people were telling me that he was. And he, quite frankly, is not that at all. So I prayed and prayed and prayed through many, many years that God show me that he was there and that he was there for me. And only when he was giving me these answers all along as I look back now, and it took me a long time to realize that the answers were coming. So that's the book. I'm going to tell you how that happened. I'm going to tell you how it's continually happening more and more each day. I just I have this thing, and it's available to everything. I don't have an exclusive on this, I know, but people need to believe that the Holy Spirit is active, it's moving. In a lot of ways, we hear people that I have problems with when they start talking about how the Holy Spirit moves within them, but I'm not going to argue about it. My feeling is I can only tell you how he moves in my life. And that's what the book is about.
And you do such an excellent job of addressing all of these issues that, honestly, we all have from time to time, Hot Potato Bible Questions, Answers to Bible Questions You Were Afraid to Ask. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's wrap it up here. Can you sort of sum up what Jesus expects of Christians? I know it's something you address, something you've obviously given a world of thought to, years of thought to. What does Jesus actually expect of Christians, do you think?
Well, I'm going to let Jesus himself answer that. People were asking about the greatest commandment, and he replied, you know, they asked him, what is the greatest commandment? And he replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and all the prophets hang on these two commandments. God is love. He wants us to love him, and he wants us to love each other.
I'm going to take a minute or so here at the end. What has this experience been like for you in going back, researching, thinking, formulating the questions and the answers? What has this done for your faith?
Well, it's solidified it to the point where I truly can love God, love Jesus with all my heart. And he constantly reminds me that he's here. A lot of times I tell people how this happens. I've had some great, just unrefutable miracles happen to me. But little ones that I tell about, they people just look at me and say, well, that doesn't mean you. For example, you know, I've got a thing with butterflies lately. And in the last chapter of my book, I certainly don't have time to read it now. I go into real detail about this. But constantly, I have yellow butterflies fly across in front of my automobile.
Yes.
And this is, and I see it when I'm outside, when I'm sitting, and it just happens with such rapidity, and it just over and over and over and over again. Tell people that, and they laugh at me, and they say, well, what does that mean? I say, it means nothing. As far as I know, it means nothing, but God is telling me, the Holy Spirit is telling me that, hey, I'm here. And he just, maybe he's just kind of elbowing me and punching me a little bit and telling me, hey, you need to know that I'm here.
A little nudge, and we all need that, and maybe have signs in our lives, and we're traveling so quickly we don't even take the time to understand what it is that that we're seeing. The book is so well done by John Evans, our guest on the program, Hot Potato Bible Questions, Answers to Bible Questions You Were Afraid to Ask. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly. John, coming to us via Skype from Louisiana. The video will be up on our YouTube channel, audio on podcast channel as well, so you can encourage someone to listen and get information on the book. John, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I certainly enjoyed talking with you.
A pleasure to have you on to talk about your book, Hot Potato Bible Questions by John Evans. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.